Begin the current daf Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Begin on the bottom line of Kuf Tazayin and Beis. On the bottom line, where the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah in the previous daf, it spoke about what are some of the things that are said by the Seder night. So by the bracha of towards the end of the part of Magid, we say Lefikach Anach Nachayavim, where the Mishnah quoted the entire nusach of all the different praises that we have to say towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yitziah from Mitzrayim, from having us out of Egypt. Now that ends off with the verse, with the phrase V'noyim lefon of Haluka, that we should say in front of him Haluka, which we continue on top of Kuf Yud Zayin Minaf, which that brings us to a discussion that the Gemara will continue on, a lengthy discussion about different terminologies and different sources in Psukim and Tehillim and Hal. And specifically, the Gemara will begin with the term that we quoted in the Mishnah of Haluka. Some of Chizda Amar B'Yechnan. Haluka, this is that it's mentioned many times in Tehillim, that is one word. Haluka is, for example, it's saying that many hiluls, a lot of praise. For example, as many times we find throughout the Tanakh, that it says a word, it adds on the Yud Hey, as in Tachteho. So Haluka is, in truth, one word of saying of hilul, of praise. Similarly, V'cheska, which is a pasuk in Shemais, which is talking about the cheer, the kisei of Hashem, is also V'yedidya, and that's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis where it says V'yikur Shema Yedidya, that Nasan HaNavi called Shleima HaMelech by the name Yedidya. Achasein, all these three terms of Haluka, V'cheska, and Yedidya, they're all one word, and it's not two different words, as Haluka, give praise to Hashem, or Keska, that it's the chair of Hashem, or Yedidka, that it's the cherished one of Hashem. Rather, it's one word. Rav Amma, Rav says, he says, Keska, that word, Umerchavka, which is the word Ubamerchavka, which we say in Hal, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Achasein, they're one word. Rav Amma, Rav says, Merchavya Bilvat, only the word Bamerchavka, that word is one word. So now the Gemara asks, we had three different opinions regarding which words that end off with the Yud Hey are one word or not. Ibailu, they had the following questions. Merchavka Rav Chizda Mai. What would Rav Chizda, who he doesn't mention Bamerchavka, he mentions Haluka and he mentions Keska and Yedidka, what would he hold regarding Merchavka? And the Gemara says, take or let it stand. It's not clear what he would hold over there. Ibailu, they had the following question. Yedidya L'Rav Mai. What would Rav hold regarding Yedidya? Does he argue, or is he just adding on to those that Rav Chizda said, and he would agree to Yedidya that Rav Chizda had spoken about? However, as Rashbam says, according to Rav, it's obviously that he argues, because he says the term Bilvad. He says only Merchav Ka is the only one, and therefore he's obviously arguing on both Rav Chizda and Rav. But what would Rav hold regarding Yedidya? So Toshama the Gemara says, come in here, Da'amar Rav, that Rav himself had said that Yedidya Nechalik Lishnayim, that term is split into two different words. Lefikach yedidchel, therefore the term yedid is a mundane word in the sense that it doesn't have the kedusha because it means a cherished one. But yud hey ka, that's kedush, that's a holy, because it's not one word of yedidya. Rather, it's yedid ka, the cherished one of Hashem, and therefore we see clearly that he holds that it's not one word, rather it's two words. Ibailu, the following question. Haluka l'Rav Mai. What is Rav, who again doesn't mention Haluka, it's Rav Chizda who mentions Haluka, Keska, and Yedidya. What is Rav, who mentions Keika Merchavya, what would he hold regarding Haluka? So again, Toshma, the Gemara says, come in here, Dama Rav, the Rav himself had told us, Chazina Tili Debe Chaviva. I saw the Tehillim of my uncle Reb Chiya, the Chsivbu, that it's said over there, Halalu B'chad Gisa, the word Halalu was at the end of the line, it was on one side, the Ka B'chad Gisa, and the Yudhei was on the other side, which was on the beginning of the other line, so obviously he holds that it was two different words. It wasn't one word of Haluka, rather it was Halalu of Ka, of Hashem. However, the Gemara says, Upligidir Bishu ben Levi. However, this argues in Bishu ben Levi. Dam Bishu ben Levi, that he says, my Haluka, what does the term Haluka come to mean? That's Halaluhu Behilulim Harba. It's coming to say that you should praise him with many different praises. That's the term Haluka with many praises. And that's reference to all Halukas that I mentioned. So obviously, he holds that it's one word, whereas Rav was saying that it's two words. However, the Gemara does say that Upligidi the other day, Rabbi Shuman Levi, who he said that it's one word, elsewhere he contradicts himself and says that it's two words. Dam Rabbi Shuman Levi, because Rabbi Shuman Levi said, Basarama Marishal Shvach Nemesevitim, the Sefer of Tehillim is spoken about in 10 different phraseologies of praise to Hashem. And they are, Benitzuach, which is the term Laman Hatzeach, Benigun, with song, b'maskil, b'mizmer, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tehillah, and tehillah is, for example, tehillah David, b'tfilah, which is we find tefillah on the kiyatov, and tefillah Moshe, b'haidah, with thanks, for example, haidah Hashem kitayv, and b'haleluka, those are 10 different phrases. God the Mikul and Haluka, the greatest of all them is Haluka. And why is that the greatest of all the 10? Shekoil Shem v'shevach b'vazach, because it incorporates the name of Hashem and the praise of Hashem in one. So obviously he's saying that it's split into two. It's not one term of Haluka, of saying as the Yud Hey is embellishing the Halalu, is saying many praises. Rather, it's Halalu of Ka, and therefore we see that he contradicts himself, that in one place he says that it's one word, and here he's saying that it's two different words. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Shir Sheba Torah. The song that's mentioned in the Torah is a reference to the Shira of Az Yashem Moshe. That Moshe Yisrael Amruhu B'Shah Sha'olim Aliyam. That was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu and Kalal Yisrael at a time when they were coming out of the Yam Suf. In other words, that's obvious to us that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who had sang it with Kalal Yisrael, and they were the one that instituted, and it was never mentioned before them. However, Hal Zeh, this Hal that we say in Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, Mi Amar, who's the one that said it? In other words, who instituted that Hal? So on that the Gemara says, Nevim Shebeinim, it was the prophets amongst the Jewish people, Tiknu Lehen L'Yisrael, they instituted for the Jewish people, She'yo'im Reisah called Perek Uperek, that they should say it in all momentous times, Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shalei Tavei Alein, and then for every challenge and difficulty that shouldn't come upon the Jewish people, and if it does, well, the Kishnigalin, I'm Maisa Gulasin, that when they are redeemed, that they should say it regarding their redemption, and that it's a thing in a more befitting way to say that if Chas Hashem there is such a tzar and they're safe from it, then they say these parakim of Hal on their redemption, for example, by Chanukah, which is a tzar that came to Klal Yisrael, which is there's the Perek or Perek, which is in Yom Tov in Rosh Chodesh, but also comes for tzaris that we're safe from, for example, like on Chanukah when we say Hal too. Tanya, look in the Braisa on this topic. Hayir Meir, Omer Meir said, "Kol tushpachis hamuris b'sefer Tehillim." All the praises that are mentioned in Sefer Tehillim, kulan David Amran. All of them, all these tefillas, were said by David HaMelech. Shnem, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Ayin Beis, "Kolu tefillas David Ben Yishai." This is where the tefillas of David Ben Yishai have concluded. And on that the drush is, al tikru kalu, don't say that it's concluded, ela kal elu, rather all these tefillahs are David HaMelech that said it regarding all the different things that happened in his life. Now the Gemara says, hal zeh, however regarding this hal that's mentioned in Sefer Tehillim, which we say on all these momentous occasions, on Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, when we're saved from different difficulties, mi amr, who said this? Shab Yosiyam, he says, Elazar ben Yoimer, my son Elazar, he says, that Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Olam Yam. It really was Moshe Rabbeinu and Kalal Yisrael who they said Hal when they came out of the sea from the Yam Suf. Because if you look at the Parakim that we mentioned in Hal, it says B'Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when the Jewish people left Egypt. It says Hariyam Rav Ayonis, that the sea saw the Yam Suf and it ran away. And then later, David HaMelech went and instituted and put these Parakim into Sefer Tehillim, but really it was Moshe Rabbeinu and Kalal Yisrael that said it. However, v'chalukin elav chaveir of leimer. However, his friends, in other words, my son, Elazar's friends, they argue him and they say, "Shadavid Amr." No, it was David HaMelech that said them. V'nir and dvarav midivrim. However, Rabbi Yosi, the father of Elazar, says that it seems that the truth is like my son more than their words, because two reasons. Efshi Yisrael shachtus peschein, is it possible that the Jewish people were slaughtering their carbon Pesach, v'nat lulavain, and they're taking their lulos, and that is from the time when they left Egypt up until David HaMelech. And they didn't say Shir. How's it possible? Most definitely they said it. And it's just David HaMelech who ended up putting it into Sefer Tehillim. Davar Acher, another explanation why it can't be that David HaMelech, at his time, that he was the one that instituted the Parakim of Hal, because Pisle Shel Micha Oimed Bebechi, you had the idol of Micha, which was in this place, which was in the days of David, that it was in this place of Bechi. For Yisrael Oimed Sahal, and the Jewish people are going to be saying Hal. How could they say Hal, where the Pesukim over there is written, Kemayim Yuesayim, that like them should be those that make it? In other words, that just like the idols are nothing, so to the people that make them, if they were busy with idols at that time, they're not going to be instituting those Parakim. Rather, it was definitely instituted at the time of the Yam Suf, and once it was instituted, they kept it, and David HaMelech ended up putting it in, but it definitely was not composed at the time of David HaMelech when they had these idols, and they're not going to be singing those words of Kamoyim Yuesayim, that the people that make the idols should be as nothing as the idols themselves. So on this topic, the Gemara brings Tarabon, learn the Braisa. Kol shiris v'sushbachis sh'ama David b'sefer Tehillim. All the songs and praises that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. We have a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar, he says, k'neged atzmi amen. He said it in relation to himself, regarding all the things that happened to him. He said in relation to the public, to the Jewish people, that he prophesied regarding their gullus, their exile, and he was mispal on them, and that's what all these prakim and tehillim are about. The chacham ha'imrim, they say that yeshmin keneged tzibra, some of them correlate to the Jewish people. But yeshmin keneged atzmi, some of them are in regards to what David HaMelech, what happened to him. As the Gemara explains, hamuris b'lashon yachid, those which are said in the singular, so k'neged atzmi, those are in reference to what happened to himself. Hamuris b'lashon ram, those were said in the plural, k'neged tzibra, those are regarding the Jewish people. So the Gemara continues, nitzuach v'nigun, that is, whenever it says in Tehillim, lamanatzeach, or b'neginas, where you're having both the term of nitzuach and nigun, la'asad lavei, that's a reference to the future. And that's just the mistake that they had when it's saying Lamanatzech v'neginas is a reference to the future times. When it says maskil, that's alidei tugman, that was through an interpreter, and that is he would say, and someone else would say it to the public, and that's what the term maskil means. It's the one who whispers to the interpreter, that's what the term maskil refers to. Now, when it says l'david mizmer, that sounds like that there was first l'david, that is, first he had Ruach HaKadosh, and then the Mizmer, then the song came. So Malamed, that teaches you that in those cases where it says, David Mizmer, Shashar Solav Shechina, that first the Divine Presence rested on him, the Achakach HaMashir, and then he said the song. Whereas Mizmer David, when it says Mizmer first, it sounds like that from the Mizmer, then the Shechina came to David. Malamed Shamashir, that teaches you that he said first the Shira, the Achakach Shashar Solav Shechina, then by singing the song, then the Divine Presence rested on him. So the Gemara says that comes to teach you, that is from this pasuk you learn, and also from another pasuk, which the Gemara is about to quote, Va'ata Kuli Menagin, She'ena Shechina Shari, that the Divine Presence does not rest, Lemitech Atzlis, not from laziness, Lemitech Atzlis, not from depression, Lemitech Schoik, not from laughter, Lemitech Kalas Roish, and not from lightheadedness, Lemitech Dvar Metalim, not from idle chatter, Lemitech Dvar Simcha Shel Mitzvah, rather from the words of a rejoicing of a mitzvah, which is like the Gemara is going to quote the pasuk of Kuli Menagin, which his intention was, that of Elisha, that the Divine Presence should rest on him. And that's what we see in this pasuk, where it's saying that Mizmer LeDavid, that through the Mizmer, through the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, that's how the Shechina was shayer on him. Shnem, like it says a pasuk in Malachim Bey, similarly, that Va'ata, now, Elisha said, Kuli Menagin, take from me your musician, Vayi Kenagin HaMenagin, that it was when the musician played, Vatihi Alav Yad Hashem, and that upon him was the hand of Hashem. That is the same idea that through the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, a person is zeicher that the Shechina rests upon him. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. He says, V'chein l'dvar halacha, the same thing applies to a dvar halacha when someone's coming to learn, that you can't learn from laziness or from depression or from laughter or from lightheadedness. It has to be from a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And Rav Nachman, he says, V'chein l'chalom taif, same thing goes for a good dream. If he goes to sleep with Simcha, rejoicing, then he sees a good dream. And that the Gemara asks, regarding the middle thing that Rav Yehuda Merav said, that same thing applies to Dvar Halacha, that has to be from a rejoicing, a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But V'amar, Aini, is that so? But V'amar Rav Gidla Merav, called Tamachacham Hayoshel with Nei Rabbi, any Talmudic scholar that sits in front of his teacher, Ve'ein Tziv Seis of Neitviz Mar, and his lips are not dripping with dread, he's not sitting with Eim and Afachad, Techovena, then he should be sinned, his lips should be burnt. Shenem, like it says, a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So there's a little translation, then we're going to give the interpretation, the drush. It says, his lips are roses, it's dripping, flowing myrrh. So that's a type of like a besom. Now, the drush is, Altiki sheishanim, don't read it that his lips are roses, ela sheishanim, that are teaching, that are learning. And Altiki myrrh, and don't call it flowing myrrh, elamar ova, rather passing bitterness. So it's saying that you have someone that his lips are learning, they have to be dripping, mar over, they have to be dripping with a passing bitterness. And if not, then you're going to get burnt. So how can you say you have to be Simcha Shel Mitzvah when it has to be a fear and an awe? So the Gemara says two answers. Loi kasha. Ha barabba. This that we said you have to be learning from Dvar Simcha, you have to be rejoicing, that's the Rebbe. The Rebbe has to be excited and happy. Ha, the student has to be night vismar, has to be with full with dread and awe when he's learning from his rabbi. Vibaisim, if you want, you could say that Havahaba Rabba Vulekashra. Truthfully, they're both a reference to the teacher. And it's not difficult, although one is saying he has to be with Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and one is saying that he's with this dread and this awe. Because Ha Mekmeid the Pasach. One is talking about before he begins. Vaha Labas the Pasach. One is talking about after he begins. As the Gemara says, Kihad the Rabba, like Rabbi used to do. Mekmeid the Pasach Lul Rabban, before he would begin his shir for the Rabbanon. Amma Milsa Dibdichusa. He would make some type of a lighter comment. Vubatka Rabban, the Rabbanon would laugh. So that was the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. That's how you should start it off. And then the Shechina rests upon the person. But then at the end, he would sit with this fear and this awe and he would begin learning and teaching the sugya. That was night fesmar. So they're both by the Rebbe, but at different times. Tanabon, so the Gemara returns to what I was speaking about before. Hal zemi amru. This hal that we say, mus on by Rosh Chodesh, we say by Yom Tov and Chanukah, who is the one that said it? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, as we mentioned before, Moshe v'Yisrael amru. As Rabbi Elazar was quoted before, that it's Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people that said it, Bishosh Amdu al Yam, when they were by the Yamsuf, and Heim Amru, they said, that is after they had passed the Yamsuf, as is quoted in the over there in Hal, it says, Hayam Rava Yonis, that the sea saw it and it fled, and that is it split for the Jewish people. So after they passed, then it says over there, in the next parak, Leilonu Hashem Leilonu, not for us Hashem, not for us. In other words, they were saying, let not Paroi and his army cross because we have passed through. Maybe they also passed through. Don't let that happen. But not for our sake, Hashem. On that, Meshiva Ruch HaKodesh Ramalehen, and that, the Divine Spirit responded to the Jewish people and said to them, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamani, Lamani Asa, that for myself, I will do it for the Kiddush of Hashem himself. So Rabbi Elazar said that who said this howl, as we find in Pesukim, is a reference to the Jewish people and Moshe Rabbeinu when they crossed the Yamsuf. Yehuda Omer, he says, it was Yeshua of Yisrael Amru. It was the Yeshua and the Jewish people that said it. B'shosh ha'amdo le'malchi Canaan, at the time when the kings of Canaan were standing against them. Hey, Amru, the Jewish people said, Lo'y la'anu Hashem, not for us, but for your sake, win the war. U'meshiva v'chulu, and the Divine Presence responded accordingly that l'mani l'mani esem. Another opinion, he says, Devorah u'Barak Amru. It was Devorah and Barak that they said it a later time in period, B'shosh ha'amad aleim Sisra, at a time when Sisra stood up against them. Hey, remember the Jewish people, Barak and Devorah said, Leilonu, or not for us, Hashem, but for your sake. Baruch HaKodesh Meshiva V'Aymas Lehem, and the Divine Presence responded to them, Lamani, Lamani Esa, for my sake and my sake I will do. And the Gemara continues with different opinions in later points of history, where they're saying, Leilonu, who was it that said these Parakim and Tehillim? And that is what the Divine Presence responded in saying, Lamani, Lamani Esa. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, Chizki v'siyat emru. It was Chizki and those with him that said, B'shosh amad aleim Sancheiv, when Sancheiv was waging war against them. Hey, Mamru, Chizki and those around them, they said, Leilonu. U'meshiva v'chulu, and the Divine Presence responded, Lamani, Lamani Esa. Similarly, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Chananya v'shol v'azariah emru. It was Hanani, Mishael, Azariah that they said it, B'shosh Amar Aleim Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, at the time when the wicked Nebuchadnezzar stood up against them. Hey, Mamru, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah said, Leilonu. U'meshiva v'chula, and the Divine Presence responded accordingly, Lamani, Lamani Asa. B'yisag Lili, Amar Mordecha v'Estamru. It was Mordecha and Esther that said it. B'shosh Amar Aleim Haman HaRasha, when the wicked Haman stood up against them. Hey, Mamru, Mordecha v'Esther said, Leilonu, not for us. U'meshiva v'chula, and the Divine Presence responded, Lamani, Lamani Asa, I will do it. Chacham Aymrim, Chacham said, as was quoted before, it was Navim Shebineyim, Tiknu Lam Lisrael. It wasn't one of these incidents. Rather, it was the prophets amongst the Jewish people that instituted for the Jewish people. She Aymrim Yisrael called Perakuperk, that it should be said for every momentous occasion, and Val Kaltar Ritzara Shalaitav Alem Lisrael, and that for any difficulty and travail that comes upon the Jewish people, that shouldn't happen. But when it does, look Shnegalin, and when they are redeemed, Aymrim Yisrael Gulasin, that they say it regarding their redemption. I'm Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, in returning to this topic which the daf began regarding the word of Halleluka, which we quoted in the end of the Haggadah, the word Halleluka, which is when you have throughout Sefer Tehillim, many times there's a word Halleluka that's between one parak and the other parak. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara, which parak is that from, that word Halleluka? Is it the end of the prior parak, or is that really the word Halleluka, the beginning of the next one? Rav Chizda says that Halleluka, Seif Pirka, it's the end of the first parak, of the first chapter. Rabbi Barav Hunamri says, no, Halleluka, Reish Pirka. The term Halaluka is really not the end of the first one, but it's the beginning of the next one. However, as Rashbam says, where there is two times where the word Halaluka is twice between the two Parakim, then no one is arguing that of Rav Chizr and Rav Huna, that both would agree that one is from the previous one and one would be from the next one. But when there's one word Halaluka, here's where we have the Machlekes. So Rav Chizr, he said, Chazinu lahu l'tili de Beir Rav Chana Barav. Says, I know we're arguing regarding if it's the beginning of the second one or the end of the first one, but I saw the tilim of by the household of Rechon Barav, the Chsiv Bahu Haluka Be'em Zimperka, that he had the term Haluka in the middle of between the two chapters, that Al Masavka, obviously he was in doubt, he didn't know, therefore he wrote it there, suspended it between the two of them, if it was the end of the first one or the beginning of the second one. Am Rechon Barav, Hakol Maidim, however, everyone does agree regarding the following psukim, that it's going to be from the next parak, even those who say that it's really the end of the first parak. Regarding B'tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, that the praise of Hashem, my mouth, should speak, V'varech Kabasa Hashem Katshu Leilam Vad, and that all the flesh should bless His holy name forever and ever, that Halaluka D'Basrei Resh Pirka, that the Halaluka that comes afterwards is really the beginning of the next parak. Similarly, another pasuk, Rasha Yirev Achas, that the wicked one will see and get angry, Shinov Yacharik V'Nomas, that his teeth will grind and they'll dissolve. Tivus Rishoim Tivid, that the desire of the wicked ones he'll destroy. Haluka the Basri Rish Pirkah, there also the Haluka that comes afterwards is really the beginning of the next parak. And also another pasuk where it says Vishaim the Mevesa Hashem, that those who stand in the house of Hashem, Halu the Basre Rish Pirkah, the Haluka that comes afterwards is the beginning of the next parak. So the Gemara says, Krai, the Bali Mikra, those that darshan the psukim, Maisif and Afasil, they also add on the other psukim that the same concept applies, where it says, Minachal Baderach Yishta, that from the stream on the road they drink, Al Ken Yom Reish, that's where they pick up their head, Halaluka the Basre Rish Pirka, the Haluka that comes at the end, again, is really the beginning of the next chapter. And similarly, Reishas Chach Meyuris Hashem, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem, Seichel Tayyib L'chol Hashem, good understanding for all those that do it. Haluka de Basrei, Reish Perka, the Haluka that comes afterwards is again really the beginning of the next chapter. So in this, the Gemara wants to say, Nemeka Tanoi. Let's say that this is really a Machlekes Tanoi. Because we find in our Mishnah said, Ad Heichen Hu Omer, until how far do you say by the Hal, which we split up Hal into two by the Hal by the Seder night, by Arve Pesachim, and that is we say a little bit of it during the Haggadah, and we finish up the rest by Hal. So there's a Machlekes in the Mishnah until how far does one say from the Hal before he stops to then continue with Meitzimatzim or Kerech and then say Hal later. So on that, Beishama Imrim Ad Im Habanim Semecha, which basically means the first parak of Hal, Beisola Imrim Ad Chalom Shlamanim Mayim until Chalom Shlamanim Mayim, which is basically the second, the first two parakim of Hal are said. Now, yet V'tani Idach, we learned a Braisa in quotation of this Machlekes of Beisham Beishil, which I mentioned on Mishnah, a little bit different. There it says, Ad Heichenu Emra, up until where is it said? Beshama Ibrim Ad Betzeis Yisro Mimitzrayim, up until Betzeis Yisro, which is the beginning of the second parak. Beshilo and Beshil say, Ad Leilonu Hashem Leilonu, which is the beginning of the third parak. So the Gemara continues on Amad Beis and says, now, my love, wouldn't it make sense to say that B'Hokim Ifgi, this is exactly what they're arguing about? And that is the Tanoim that are arguing according to the opinion of Beshamai, they're arguing regarding where is Haluka from? Is it the end of the first parak or is it the beginning of the second parak? And that's why they each said their terminology in a different way to show you that if the Haluka is being part of the first parak or not, and it's really part of the second parak. But as Rashbam explains, that truthfully, in Beis Hillel, this Machlekes wouldn't apply, at least the way the Gemara is explaining right now, because there is no Haluka by Chalom Shalamani Moyim, the Machlekes would not apply, but rather they kept the uniform approach that they're arguing about. Beis Shammai, they kept that same approach regarding Beis Hillel, but essentially the reason why they're saying it different ways is because of this Machlekes, is Haluka the end of the first, or is the beginning of the second, as the Gemara explains. Lamanda Amar Adim Habanim Semecha Savar, the way it's quoted in our Mishnah that says that Beishamay say you say up until Im Habanim Semecha, which is the end of the first, and they leave out the word Haluka because Haluka Reish Pirka. Haluka is really the beginning of the second parak. Whereas Amanda Amad Betesis falls over, the one that says that you say, according to Beishamay's opinion, only the first parak of Hal, that you say up till Betesis Sral, obviously he holds Haluka Save Pirka. That truthfully, Haluka is the end of the first, and that's why you say it up until Betzeis Yisrael. Another Gemara says, no, each Rav Chizr and Rav Huna will explain that they're saying their opinions are according to everybody. And that is Rav Chizda Matarz Tamei. Rav Chizda answers according to his opinion. Everybody holds that Haluka is really the end of the first parak. And therefore, Man Damad Betzeis Yisrael Shabbat, the version of the Brice that says that according to Bisham, you say up until Betzeis Yisrael makes sense because you're saying inclusive of Haluka, which is the end of the first parak. But the one that said you say up until Ema Bon Mesamechem is because he holds Ad Vi Ad Bechlal. When you say up until, it includes the thing that you're saying until. And therefore, if he would have said you say up until Betzeis Yisrael, it would have sounded like that Betzeis Yisrael is inclusive of what you say. And therefore, we didn't want to say up until Betzeis Yisrael. We only said up until Ema Bon Mesamechem because that includes that pasuk with Haleluka. Now, this machlekes would apply similarly regarding Beis Hillel. You could explain in the same way that when it quotes the end, the last pasuk of the first one, or the first pasuk of the second one, which would be the same idea that since this mandamar holds ad ve'ad bechlal, inclusive, we didn't want to say the beginning of the next one because that would sound like you say actually that first pasuk. But that the Gemara asks, but v'neima ad haleluka. So fine, you didn't want to say up until Betzeis Yisrael because that would sound like bechlal. You would include the first pasuk of the second parak. But don't say ad im haban mesamecha, say ad im haban mesamecha haleluka. Then we would know that you're saying that pasuk and the word haleluka with it. Now, v'chitem adolei din haleluka, if you wouldn't know, if you just said haleluka, which haleluka we're referring to, but v'neima haleluka, shelem haban mesamecha, you should have said, you say up until im haban mesamecha haleluka. I think when it says kasha, that's a difficulty, according to Rav Chizda, how he's going to resolve that opinion of that you're saying in our Mishnah, ad im haban mesamecha, why, if haleluka is part of the end of the first, why doesn't say haleluka also? Similarly, Rabbi Rav Huna Matatz L'Tamei, he also wanted to answer according to his opinion that everyone's like him. The Kuleyama haleluka reish perik, everyone holds that haleluka is the beginning of the next perik. And therefore, the version of our Mishnah, mandam adim abonim semecha shabbat, that makes a lot of sense because that's why we didn't say haleluka because haleluka is really the beginning of Betzeis Yisrael. However, the one that says you say it up until Betzeis Yisrael, which sounds like that you're saying haleluka together with the first one, but it's not part of the first one according to his opinion, is because he holds ad v'loyad b'chlal, that when you say up until, it doesn't include what you're saying up until. And therefore, if he would have said until im habanim, it would have sounded like that you don't include im habanim semecha with the first parak. And that's why we have to say up until Betzeis Yisrael to say not including Betzeis Yisrael. And we couldn't have said im habanim because that would have sounded like you don't actually say that pasuk. But then the Gemara asked the same question it asked in Rav Chizda. But v'neima ad haleluka, say up until haleluka, which that would sound like that we're saying it, but not the word haleluka itself, because ad v'loyad b'chlal. But then we would know up until where you say it to. And that the Gemara says, v'chitem adolei din haleluka, and if you're going to say you don't know which haleluka referring to, v'neima ad haleluka shebetzeis Yisrael, say up until the haleluka of Betzeis Yisrael. But again, if the way you're saying it, the haleluka is the beginning of Betzeis Yisrael, don't say up until Betzeis Yisrael. Say up until haleluka, because haleluka is part of the next one. You're not really saying up until Betzeis Yisrael. And if you're not sure which one, say the haleluka of Betzeis Yisrael. So kasha is difficult according to him also. Why did it say up until imabon mesamecha, and up until Betzeis Yisrael, when it should have said up until haleluka, because haleluka is the beginning of the next one, according to his opinion. Another Gemara continues, quoting from a Mishnah, that said, v'chaysim begu'ula. So after we say that whole nusach, we say the whole bracha at the end of Maggid, so we conclude with a bracha of redemption. So Amar Rava, Rava says, and he contrasts, and the Gemara has many different examples of this, of a contrast between the nusach we say at one point with a similar bracha that we say in a different version. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kriyishma, regarding the bracha of Geula, of Gal Yisrael, which we say in Birchas Kriyishma after Kriyishma, the Hal, and the Hal that we say, Pesach, by the Seder night, which we conclude Gal Yisrael, like the way it was quoted by Rabbi Kiva's opinion of the Mishnah, where we say the different shvach about the redemption of the Jewish people that had happened in past history when we left Egypt, there the bracha is Gal Yisrael. We say that he redeemed the Jewish people because it's going on the past, both by the Krishma and the Hal. However, the Tzlaisa, when we talk about the Hashem redeeming the Jewish people by our tefillah, by Shemayin Esrei, there the bracha is Goyel Yisrael, the redeemer of the Jewish people. My time, why here does it use the present future tense, whereas by Kriyishma and Hal we use the past tense? Because derachmininu, because in Shemayin Esrei we're being mispal about the future that we want him to redeem us from the exile that we're in right now, from the troubles that we're in right now. Similar type of difference, I'm Reb Zera. The Kiddusha, when we're making Kiddush, we say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sanctified us with His commandments, and He has commanded us. And this is a past tense where we're giving thanks about the past that He has already sanctified us and commanded us. Whereas the tzloisa, by our davening, we say Kadoshenu b'mitzvaysecha, sanctify us with your mitzvahs. So it's a future, present tense. My time, but why does it change it? Again, the Rachmin in the request by Shemayna Esrei, since we're saying this idea about being sanctified with the mitzvahs in the middle of tefillah, it's fitting to say it in the Lashon HaBakasha of a request, and therefore, although He has already sanctified us, we say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sanctify us with your commandments. Amar Vacha Be'Yakov. V'tzorch she'yasker yitzis mitzrayim. Once we spoke about Kiddush, he says, V'tzorch she'yasker yitzis mitzrayim be'kiddush hayom. You have to mention the redemption from Egypt, the leaving of Egypt, during the Kiddush of the day, whether it's being done with a cup, by the table, or whether it's talking about during tefillah, when we're saying the Shvach. And that we learn out from Gezeirah Shava, from Pesach, as the Gemara will quote. Regarding other Yom Tovim, we know from what's called a Mamatzina, just like we find by the Yom Tov of Pesach, so too we find by all the other Yom Tovim. That is, Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Lamantiz Keres Yoim, that you should remember the day, Tzeis Chameret Mitzrayim, that you left Egypt. Uksiv Hasim, it says there, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKadshay, that you should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So just like over there, it says Tizkir Es Yoyim. It's talking about reference to remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim. So it's here when it says you should remember the Yoyim of Shabbos to sanctify it, you also have to commemorate Yitzis Mitzrayim, and that's why we mentioned Zeich Letzis Mitzrayim, both by Kiddush of Shabbos and of other Yom Tovim, not just by Pesach. So again, similar differences that the Gemara was talking about before. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, the Tzloisa, regarding by Tefillah, by davening, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We say the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that He flourishes the pride of the salvation. And that's the bracha what we talk about by David the Haftarta, whereas in contrast by the bracha of the Haftarah, we say Mogin David, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the shield of David. And that is, as Rashbam explains, because by tefillah, it makes more sense to say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that he flourishes the pride of the salvation, because again, it's Rachmi, we're beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Him that He should sprout the Keren of the Yeshua for the Jewish people. Whereas by Magen David, that's where we're saying the thanks that Hashem is the shield of the Jewish people, and specifically of David HaMelech. Now the Gemara quotes related to this bracha of Magen David, a pasuk at Shmuel Beis. V'asisi l'cha shem gadol, that I made for you a great name, k'shem ha'gadolim, like the names of the great one. And this is what Nasan Hanavi, Nasan the prophet, told to David in the name from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like we end the bracha, the first bracha in Shemayin Esri, Magen Avraham, so too we end the bracha by the Haftaris, Magen David. And because the name of the great ones is a reference to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now Rashbam says, although we don't really conclude the bracha of Magen Avraham, the first bracha in Shemayin Esri, with all three, that's only because there's a halacha of Ein Chesmi Mishtayim. You cannot conclude a bracha with two different praises. And that's what the pasuk says, Ve'yei bracha, as the Gemara will quote, that with you will be the bracha Hashem told Avraham, you're the one that we're going to conclude with. However, all three are mentioned in the Berachas HaAvos. But regarding David, where he's the only one mentioned in the bracha that's designated for him, who are we going to end with, if not with Magen David? So on that, the Gemara says, Tanya Rav Yosef, related to this pasuk, Rav Yosef had taught that Zehu Shaim Magen David, this pasuk that said that I made for you a great name, like the name of the great ones, that's the idea that we make in the bracha, just like Magen Avraham, we say Magen David, Hashem is the shield of David. So on this topic, related to this bracha of Magen Avraham, I'm Rishon Min Lakish. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu all the brachas of Lech Lecha, he said, Ve'escha L'Goygol, I'm going to make you for a great nation. That was a reference, Zehu Shaim L'Ki Avraham. That's what we mean when we say in the davening, the God of Avram. Vavarecha, that I will bless you. Zeh Shaim L'Kei Yitzchak, that was a reference that he's the God of Isaac. Vagal Shemecha, I'll make your name great. Zeh Shaim L'Kei Yaakov. That's the reference, what we mean when we say that the God of Yaakov. Now, Yochel Yuchais Mekulim, you would think that all of these, L'Kei Avram, L'Kei Yitzchak, Yaakov, you'll conclude the bracha of Avos with all of them. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Tamalim, that's what the pasuk then says. V'yei bracha, that you will be a blessing to tell you b'cha chaisman, that the blessing will conclude with you, v'in chaisman mekulim, we will not conclude with all of them, we only end the bracha of Avis, bracha Hashem, Magen Avraham, the shield of Avraham. So related to this bracha, again, that we were talking about by Kiddush and davening, so Amar Rava said, Ashke chesino l'sabi de pumbedisa, I encountered the elders of Pumbedisa, that's a reference to Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina, as the Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Yasri of Akami, that they were sitting and they were saying, B'Shabbat on Shabbos, that's a regular Shabbos, that's not a Yom Tov. Beim mitzlaysa beim kedusha, whether during davening or whether during kiddush, we say the nusach baruch atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos, that He sanctifies the Shabbos. B'yom tova on Yom Tov, that's not a Shabbos, because when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together, then we conclude the bracha with both of them. We say mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Beya. So on a regular Yom Tov, beim mitzlusa beim kedusha, whether during davening or whether during kiddush, mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, we say baruch atah Hashem that sanctifies the Jewish people and the times. Now, Vamina Luhu Ano, and he says, I heard them saying this, and I told them, Adrabba, to the contrary, that's not the way it should be. Rather, Ditzloisa, by davening, Beim Shabbata, Beim Yamatava, whether Shabbos Yom Tov, you always conclude Mikadosh Yisrael, that He sanctifies the Jewish people. Bekadusha de Shabbata, now, regarding Kiddush, that depends. The Kiddush of Shabbos, then you say Bekadosh HaShabbos, He sanctifies the Shabbos. B'yamatava, on Yom Tov, you say Mikadosh Yisrael Vazman, that He sanctifies the Jewish people and the designated times, the Yom Tovim. And he said, "Va'ana mina tami d'divah tami d'tchu." Rava told them, the Savi the Pumbedisa, he says, "I'll tell you my reasoning, from my opinion, and I'll tell you your reasoning. Tami d'tchu, your reasoning is why you always say on Shabbos Mekadosh HaShabbos, and by Yom Tov you always say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, is because Shabbos tekviyah v'kaima. Shabbos is set and established from the 6 days of creation. It doesn't depend on anybody, and it doesn't depend on the time of the month, which the Jewish people are in control of, when to make the new month, when to make the new year. And therefore, Beim Mitzlusa, Beim Mikedusha, whether during davening, whether during Kiddush, Mekadosh HaShabbos, you say Hashem should be blessed that He sanctified Shabbos. Yom Tova, you hold, the Yisrael Hu Dekevoyle, it's the Jewish people that establish when Yom Tov is, because they decide which day is the first day of the new month, the Mekabri Yarchi, Bekevoyle Shani, they say how, if the month should be longer, if the year should be longer, make another Adar. So there you say, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, that He sanctifies the Jewish people and the designated time, because the Zmanim of Yom Tovim depend on the Jewish people when they make the new month and the new year. That's your reasoning why you always say Mekadosh HaShabbos and Shabbos and Mekadosh Shav HaZman on Yom Tov. But time of the deal, I'll tell you my reasoning. Tzloisa de Barabim Isa. Davening is done in public. We go to shul. And because of the honor of the Rabbim, because that's where davening is, we say Mekadosh Yisrael, we say the honor of the Jewish people, because we're doing it in the public of the Jewish people. We always say by davening that Hashem should be blessed, that He sanctifies the Jewish people. Whereas by Kiddush, so that the B'yachidi, so we make Kiddush privately, we make it in our homes, so then that's where B'Shabbos Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then Shabbos, now we're not taking into consideration the covenant of the Jewish people, because we're not in the masses in the public of the Jewish people. So then on Shabbos you say that Hashem is blessed that He sanctifies Shabbos, and B'yom Tov Mekadosh Shav HaZman, and Yom Tov we say that Hashem should be blessed that He sanctifies the Jewish people and the designated times. However, the Gemara is Daicha, what Rava said. Wallahi, it's not true what Rava was saying, that we should say Mekadosh Yisrael by davening, and only by Kiddush is where we say Mekadosh HaShabbos or Mekadosh Shav HaZman. Because Tzloisa B'yochad Milesa, what he's saying, davening, you say Mekadosh Yisrael because it's done in public. Where people don't daven B'yichidus, they don't daven privately. And similarly, B'kiddush HaBirah Milesa is Kiddush. If you're saying that whenever we're in the public of the Jewish people, we say Mekadosh Yisrael, is Kiddush never made in public? But we do. We do in shul, we make Kiddush. By a Sudas Chas and Vikala, we make it in public. And therefore, his reasoning is not correct necessarily. And that's why we don't make Mekadosh Yisrael. We say Mekadosh Shabbos v'Shabbos, whether Kiddush or Davening, and Mekadosh Shav HaZmanim, both for Kiddush and Davening. But the Gemara says, V'Rabbah, so Rabbah held, you're right, there are some times that Kiddush could be in public and Davening could be in private, but he held Zil Basa Ikri. You go up to the primary, and primarily Davening is in public, and therefore you say Mekadosh Yisrael, and Kiddush is primarily done in private, and that's why you say Mekadosh HaShabbos and Mekadosh Yisrael HaZman. So the Gemara brings stories to illustrate that ultimately the halacha is like the Sabbath de Pumbedisa, and we always do an hour minig is like that, where we say Mekadosh HaShabbos both by Kiddush and by Davening, and Mekadosh Yisrael HaZman both on Yom Tov by Davening and by Kiddush, is that Ula Barav Noches Kamei de Rava. He went in front of Rava to daven. Amar Kesavi the Pumbedisa, he said, like the elder of Pumbedisa, and that is, he said, on Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Yom Tov Mekadosh Shav HaZmanim, not like Rava, that is Mekadosh Yisrael. And Rava, who he was davening in front of, didn't say anything. Alma Hadabe Rava. Obviously, Rava retracted, and he held like the Sabbath of Pumbedisa that we say, not Mekadosh Yisrael. Similarly, Rav Nosson, Avud Rav Huna, Bered Rav Nosson, Nochis Kamed Rav Papa, he went in front of Rav Papa to daven. Amr Kesavi the Pumbedisa, he said like the elders of Pumbedisa. Veshavach Rav Papa praised him that is the way it should be. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael. Similarly, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Ano ikla l'sura kamei de merima. I went to sura in front of merima. V'nachis kamei shlucha de tzibura. And then the shliach tzibur, the one who was davening, the Baal Tefillah, went in front of him. V'amar, and he said, Kesaba de bumadisa, which again, not saying Mekadesh Yisrael. V'hava m'shaska l'kulama, and everybody from the whole shul was quieting him because he was saying, let's say on Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos, and the Yom Tov Mekadesh Shov Azmanim, he should really be saying Mekadesh Yisrael. Amar lahu, however, Meremer said to them, Shavku, leave him alone, leave the Baal Tefillah alone. Hilchasa kesavah de pumbedisa, Allah is like the elders of pumbedisa, where we don't say Mekadesh Yisrael. And then they stopped shishkening him, they stopped quieting him, because the halacha follows the Sabbath of Bumadisa, that we don't differentiate between Kiddush and Tefillah, we do not say Mekadesh Yisrael, we always say on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the Seder of the night. We spoke about the first two cups, we spoke about the Haggadah, we spoke about Matzah, Amar. Now we're up to Mazgulay Kishlishi. They poured from the third cup of the four cups of wine, which is what we know as Beirach, which is Mavarach HaMazayni. That's when he makes the bracha on his food, which is when he makes Birchas HaMazin. That's when we pour the third cup. And Revi, the fourth cup of wine, is Gomer Levazal. That's when we conclude the Hal that we already began. By Magid, we conclude that Hal over the fourth cup of wine, which we know as Hal. And on that fourth cup is where we say the blessing of the song, which the Gemara is going to explain exactly what is this Birchas HaShir. Now, between these cups, and that is between the first two cups, which come towards the beginning of the Seder, and the second two cups, which come after the meal, then the halacha is that im roitz alishtis yisht, if he wants to drink between those two, then he could, between those two pairs, he could drink. However, between the third cup of Beirach, by the Birchas HaMazon, and the fourth cup, which is you drink after Hal, then one should not drink. And the Rashbam brings from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, that why is it that you cannot drink between the third and the fourth cup? Is that a person should not become drunk, because then he's not going to be able to say Hal. Now the Gemara there asks, what do you mean? He's already drunk because he drank so much in his meal, because he allowed to drink between the first two cups and the last two cups. Now the Gemara answers that wine that's middle of the meal is not mashakar, does not make a person drunk. Wine after the meal makes the person drunk. And the Rashbam says, similarly, the same thing is for the wine before the meal, doesn't make a person drunk. And therefore, if he wants to drink before the first and the second cup, he could drink, because as we find in our Mishnah, it only says you cannot drink between the third and the fourth. So obviously, even before the meal, between the first and the second, one can also drink, because that does not make the person drunk. So now, Amar Rav Chanan L'Rava, he says, Shema Minah, from our Mishnah, you can infer that Birchas HaMazon to Unikais, that benching requires a cup of wine. And that is because in Masechtas Brachas, it doesn't say in the Mishnah explicitly that you need to have a cup for Birchas HaMazon. Rather, it's from a diuk, which is mentioned in the beginning of this parak on the Kaf Hamad Beis, that we say Shama Minah, we could learn from the Mishnah that eight halachas, and one of them was Shama Minah, Birchas HaMazon Tunikais, that benching needs to have a cup. But on that, the Gemara is saying that we should learn from our Mishnah also to infer that obviously that we pour the third cup on Birchas HaMazon, that Birchas HaMazon, when you're benching, you have to bench on a cup of wine. So Amalei, so Rava told him, it says, no, Arba Kasi Tikna Rabban and Derecheres. We have the Takans Chacham of four cups of wine that has to be, one has to drink by the Seder night for the institution of to demonstrate freedom. Now, Kol Chad V'Chad, Navi Be Mitzvah, once you have these four cups of wine, we want to do them through a form of a mitzvah, and that is, it's befitting, once you are anyways drinking four cups of wine, to do it and attach it with a mitzvah, and therefore we're going to do the third cup. It's just befitting to have it done in the form of a mitzvah. However, regarding all other days of the year, you don't actually have to have a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon, because even here, the truth is that the Birchas HaMazon did not require a mandate of a cup of wine. Again, it's just because we're doing anyways the four cups of wine, let it be done in the form of a mitzvah, and that's why we do Beirach, we do the third cup by the Birchas HaMazon, but not that the Birchas HaMazon itself mandates a cup of wine.